I'm Artie Moscowen. Welcome to Radio Times. It's not easy to make it as a jazz musician in this country. You have to be resourceful, flexible, and determined. Our guests are two good examples. Trombonist Ernest Stewart is a composer and music producer, has performed with many other musicians, released a CD, Solitary Walker, and raised money on Kickstarter for the first Center City Jazz Festival. Tomorrow, there will be a marathon of music performed by more than 50 musicians at four venues in Philadelphia. Chris's Jazz Cafe, Fergie's Pub, Milk Boy Philadelphia, and Time Restaurant. And Ernest Stewart joins us here in our Philadelphia studios. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Renda Farrington just released her first CD, This Moment Sweetness. She sang backup for Roberta Flack and Philadelphia's Entombe. She's performing tonight at Chris's Jazz Cafe, part of the Jammin' for Jazz Bridge. She's been a manager at Barnes & Noble in Delaware County for close to 20 years. And Renda Farrington, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Thank you so much, Marty.
Well, you're very welcome. We're so pleased to have both of you here. And Ernest, let me start with you and even start with this Center City Jazz Festival. What's the idea behind this festival?
The idea is to give everybody a taste of, I want to say, a more underrepresented sound in jazz in Philadelphia. We have a lot of younger musicians. We have a focus on original music and bands, you know, not something ad hoc that you just kind of throw together for this festival. It's like your band. And, you know, that was very important to me.
You raise money on Kickstarter, which, can be kind of a nerve-wracking experience watching the clock tick
down,
right?
It was a terrible month for it was a sleepless month for me. You know, every day you got to be on it, you know. Hey, guys, you know, on Facebook, guys, do you know that I have a Kickstarter campaign going on? Oh, that's right. I've been saying this for the last 29 days.
I was
going
to do it, right?
It worked. We pretty much got down to the last day, and I was on my way to California when I realized that we actually made it.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing moment, you know.
Renda, you've been singing for a long time and just put out your first CD.
I know. I just felt it.
You were ready for it?
I was ready for it. For me, everything just fell into place. You know, I lived a life. I've had a great life. I've done some really cool things, you know, at a relatively young age before I left New York. And by the time I got to Philly and got immersed in this jazz culture, I thought, wow, so this is what the scene is like, and I think I want to be part of that. But I stood back more as an observer and a patron and an advocate to just spread the word about it. And then I said, you know what, I think I'm ready to put my foot into the water here. And so, but again, everything fell into place from the moment Mike Boom approached me and said, you know, you need to do a CD. And I said, okay.
And he's on your CD.
He's not only on it, he co-produced it, and he's singing on it too. Singing background.
What's the difference between the Philly jazz scene and the New York jazz scene, would you say? Is there a big difference?
Well, you know what? I would have to say that I don't know, because when I was in New York, I wasn't part of the jazz scene. I was part of the music business, and I always worked. There was never a question of not finding work, I guess maybe because I was a singer, I don't know. And there was different times too. Yeah. I remember talking, a couple of decades ago, and I just kept myself busy, and I didn't really think about what wasn't out there. I just thought about, I just want to do this. So I always found an opportunity and I took it.
Well, let me go back to you, Ernest, which is your CD that came out last year, and it's called, looking here.
Solitary Walker.
There you go, Solitary Walker. Sorry, I had it right in front of me there. This is something that you put out last year, but you did it in a kind of marathon session, about 12 hours of playing. Right.
Yeah, I thought that would be the best way to really push the idea of just spontaneity. I don't want to overthink things, and when you don't have a lot of time to overthink, you know, there's a phrase, paralysis through analysis.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
know it
I
well.
Just wanted to go. It's like, guys, we don't have time to think about this. What are we going to do? Let's get it done. And we did.
And Solitary Walker came from what, the title?
It actually came from a book written by
Rousseau,
Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Reveries of a Solitary Walker. And I discovered him as I was on my way up to New York. I was moving from Philly to New York. And part of my reasoning for, moving was to be alone and to kind of reflect. And it's weird to go to one of, you know, the largest cities in the country to be alone. But it's actually pretty easy to do up there, you know. And I did, you know, I was alone and I walked a lot and I thought a lot. And, you know, around that time, you know, I discovered this book and the concept about the book. And, you know, it just spoke to me.
Well, I want to play a cut from Solitary Walker. This is a One Box at a Time composed by you, Ernest. And here you are on trombone as well. Let's listen. A song called One Box at a Time, an original song composed by one of our guests, Ernest Stewart, and it's on his Solitary Walker CD, also featuring Tim Warfield there, hearing him play. And I love the sort of discordant harmony that starts that off.
Yeah, no, the way everything turned out was amazing. You know, we had one rehearsal before we recorded.
Wow. People think you're crazy.
I know. Everybody must have been like, man, what are you thinking? You know, but it worked out. It worked out pretty well.
It sure did. Well, Rinda, I'd like to play a cut from your new CD, This Moment Sweetness. This is a song I think many people are familiar with, Killing Me Softly.
It's
It is. And you were backup singer for
Roberta Flack.
Roberta Flack.
And this is my way of honoring her and thanking her for changing my life. Really. And every time I heard her sing this song, it just was always a very vulnerable song to me that I wanted it to be dry. I wanted to just be as minimalized as possible and not overproduced and just emote a feeling that said, I'm vulnerable, but I'm here and this is how I feel. Yeah.
And it features Mike Boone, who you were mentioning before, a bassist.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen. This is Killing Me Softly.
Thank you.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him, to listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words. killing me softly with his song. He sang as if he...
We're listening to Renda Farrington's version of Killing Me Softly from her new CD. And actually, both Ernest and I were talking or remarking about the clarity of your voice, but also it's just wonderful to hear a solo voice. And then, of course, that bass line comes in.
I know. It's haunting almost. And that was really the feeling that we wanted. Just haunting, but... Again, just bare, just stripped bare and vulnerable. And even at the end, I think I quiver a little because it just felt right, but it came out naturally. It was a natural, you know, progression of the song.
And Ernest, you were talking about vibrato while we were listening.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Renda has a great vibrato. You know, it's so pleasant. It's so easy to listen to.
Thank
you know,
you.
It just kind of goes through you. And you're just like, yeah, okay. You know, it's very easy to listen to.
Thank you so much, Ernest.
Do you like hearing your can you, it's always interesting when we have musicians on. We play their music.
I know.
And they're listening and I'm watching them. What's it like?
Well, for me, it's a little strange. I'm thinking, wow, I hear myself in my bathroom with the echo and that sounds about right. But gee, this is a little something else.
Yeah.
And this sounds very different to me. But I like it, yes.
Notice how I was talking over my track.
I did notice that. Meaning you didn't.
I haven't heard my album in a very long time. I haven't listened to it in a very long time.
But are you are you harsh on yourself as a
very harsh. Yeah,
very.
Absolutely.
I guess you have to be in a way.
Well, I don't. I once it's done, and you know. I listened to it so much, you know, while I was promoting it, that once it was over, it was over. And it was time to move on to the next project.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got in touch with Chrissy. It was like, you know, we have to work on your album. And
this is a singer that you're working
exactly.
on as well.
Yeah, Chrissy Loftus. Mm-hmm. And once I got out of that mode, it was time to let it go. And, you know, so
it's
I don't.
It's behind you, though.
Yeah, you know, and I have friends who have albums out and they listen to their album all the time. You know, I can't do that.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either. No. They haven't listened to it for several weeks now. Well, since I did the CD release party, which was on the 9th. I haven't listened to anything since then. And I don't know if I was really listening. I was performing it. I was in that state of wonder and just, you know, an automatic pilot. But I felt it. So that was the last time I really heard the music.
Well, let's take a very short break. We'll get back to some more music. Talking with two Philadelphia-based jazz performers, trombonist and producer Ernest Stewart and singer Renda Farrington. And yay! And we've been playing selections from their CDs, talking about their musical careers. We'll talk more about that after this very short break, so do stay with us. We've got more music waiting in the wings and much more to talk about as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Supporting WHYY Mendelssohn Club of Philadelphia continues its season with Rituals East West at 4 p.m. this Sunday, April 29th at the Church of the Holy Trinity on Rittenhouse Square. This concert features the beautiful Fauré Requiem and a world premiere by Andrea Clearfield. Featured guests include the Pennsylvania Girl Choir and members of the Tibetan community. Tickets and information online at mcchorus.org.
I'm Marty Moscowane. It's the spring membership campaign here at WHYY. Have you called in and become a member? You depend on us to keep you informed and entertained, and we depend on you to support the programs that you enjoy. That's what's allowed WHYY to grow and keep you connected to the world. Pick up the phone and make a pledge right now. That phone number is 1-888-345-9499, 1-888-345-WHYY, and of course you can always pledge online at WHYY.org. One of the ways that WHYY has grown is in fact online. On Radio Times, we have a very active Facebook page that takes you inside the workings of the show. You can follow us on Twitter and keep up with our topics and guests on our webpage. And of course, every day we bring you in-depth interviews about important issues, and you can be part of those conversations. That's what we do. Here's what you need to do. 1-888-345-9499, WHYY.org. Thanks. This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moscowane, talking with Ernest Stewart and Renda Farrington. We've been playing a selection from Stewart's debut CD, Solitary Walker. We'll be playing some more music as well. He organized tomorrow's Center City Jazz Festival. It's a marathon of music at four Philadelphia venues. Farrington, who sang backup for Roberta Flack and Entombé, has just released her first CD, This Moment Sweetness, and we're going to be playing selections from that as well. Let me turn to you, Ernest, and I'm just curious about how you started playing the trombone. I know it wasn't your first choice.
It wasn't. I think people who choose the trombone are weird.
Do you?
Yeah.
You can say that. Yeah. I can't say that.
I always wanted to play the saxophone. Well, like any man
sure.
would want to do.
Of course.
You know,
of
you gotta
course.
Get the ladies. The ladies love the saxophone, so I wanted to play the saxophone. I grew up in a very low income, you know, household. So my mother couldn't afford to pay for a saxophone, and I signed up for the course without even telling her. You know, I just knew I wanted to play, and I said, you know, it'll work itself out later, and it did. You know, I went after a week or so of not being able to play with the band. My teacher mm-hmm. called me to the front of the class and was like, you know, you have to figure something out. What are you going to do? And I'm like, well, my mom can't afford a saxophone right now. And she was like, well, you know, I can go in the back and give you one of our instruments there. You know, you want to do that? I'm like, okay, what do you have? And she says, okay, well, I have a tuba. And I'm like, what?
I was like, not going there, right?
I was like, no, I'm not playing tuba, you know. And then she's like, okay, well, you know, I have a baritone horn. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to play baritone horn. And she's like, okay, how about this? My last trombone. I have a trombone back there. And I'm like, no, I don't want to play trombone, man. You know, how am I going to get the ladies with the trombone?
And how old were you at this time?
I was 12. Okay. I was 12.
And, thinking ahead.
Yeah. I was thinking ahead. And eventually she just said, well, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to play in the band. And I said, fine. I'll just give me the trombone.
And that's how you started.
Yeah, that's how I started. And I've been, you know, I got serious about music. I knew by the time I got to high school, that was in sixth grade. So by ninth grade, I knew that this was it for me.
Right. Yeah. So you learned to love the trombone.
Yeah. It didn't
take
too much time.
And does it work with the ladies?
No, not really. I'm still working on that. We'll see what happens.
Well, these us ladies, we're impressed.
I see everything as assistant in the front nine, and I know otherwise. The ladies, they like the trombone.
There you go. Now, have you been singing pretty much your whole life, Renda?
My entire life, and it started really with the gospel singing.
Yeah.
Grew up singing in the church, although I was raised Catholic, and I have to say that, you know, their choirs were a tad more benign than our Baptist and Pentecostal churches, but, you know, I then eventually segued and managed to join a Pentecostal church because they had a killing choir, and really wanted to. And there was, much like Ernest, it was a really fine young man who was in that choir. So that was my motivation to get into that. And I've always been singing, but I didn't know that I really had a voice. It took other people to point that out to me.
Well, how did you get to sing back up with Roberta Flack?
Well, that's a good question. Well, because I had always been singing in local bands in Queens, New York. I met a lot of musicians and probably sang with every musician there. And I was recommended to her from a drummer, Howard King. But it was actually my sister who prepared me. She really laid the groundwork for me knowing everything Roberta had ever sang. And this was many years before I even got that opportunity. And she just said, no, you must learn this because of the songwriters who had written the things that she had sung. And so by the time the opportunity came and a friend called me and said, oh, I have a friend, she's going to Japan and she needs a singer, and I told her about you, going to audition. And they didn't tell me who it was. So I landed up at her home at the Dakota and realized who I was auditioning for. And, of course, I totally lost it, but not enough so that I didn't get the gig. So I went and I auditioned for her, and she handed me a ticket to Japan. And that was it. That was sort of the beginning of a whirlwind, of really a life-changing moment.
I bet. I mean,
yeah, it really
to
was.
To see the world, to sing
That's
with
right.
her.
Yeah.
And I guess develop your own musical talent.
Definitely. And really, she was considered the school of singers. So you learned technique without realizing you learned technique, you know, from breathing to just pitch and just you learn to listen too, you know, because you have to really listen when you're doing background for someone who is that clear and that much of an executionist and really knows what she's doing, and she's classically trained. So you have to listen. And that's that was a great training ground for me.
What did you wear?
Oh, boy. Well, we had so many different outfits. Some of them were actually made for us, designed for us. And I remember I actually worked with her up until a month before my first son was born.
Oh, so you worked with a big tummy?
Oh, yeah. She
tummy?
Had things. Yeah, I was in my first trimester of pregnancy. And, well, actually, by the last, I was huge. But you couldn't tell on stage because she had things made for me that, you know, black and were on stage. And nobody knew. But, yeah, it was a great journey. It was just a great journey.
Not
so,
bad.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking with two locally based jazz performers, jazz musicians, singer Renda Farrington, and trombonist and producer Ernest Stewart. And actually, Ernest, I want to play another selection. You can distract us while we're listening to this, but another selection from your CD, Solitary Walker. And it's actually featuring vocalist Chrissy Loftus, so I know you're working with her on her CD.
Sure.
And this is a song called September in the Rain. Let's listen.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down. Remember, in September, in the rain, the sun went up just like a dying ember. That September in the rain, to every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here to me, it's still September. That's
September in the Rain from Ernest Stewart's debut CD called Solitary Walker, and it features a vocalist, Chrissy Loftus. And you are working with her on her own CD, right?
Yeah, it's being mixed right now. It's being mixed. Yeah. I think that this song and the other song that she sang on my album really pushed me over the edge, you know, in terms of, you know, really wanting to work with her some more. So I asked her, you know, like, listen, I'll get the guys together, I'll put, you know, like, I'll get the music, I'll write everything, just show up and sing, you know, just learn the lyrics, show up and sing. And
she can do that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the way that I write most of this stuff is I tell her, just learn the lyrics and don't worry about anything else. I'll get all the music together, and once we come together, you know, if there's something rhythmically happening in the rhythm section, you know, I'll address it and you'll fix it and it'll be cool. But we'll just kind of throw it together. So the day of this recording, she never sang this with the band before. So in the studio,
this is this 12-hour marathon
session. Yeah, exactly.
Session.
So she went into the studio after never having performed this with the band, and, you know, really sang.
Is this
well.
The first take, or do you know?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it was incredible. She did an incredible job that day.
Well, Red, I'd love to have you talk a bit about your CD. It's called This Moment Sweetness. And this, we do want to play a song, This Moment Sweetness, as well. And there's something very pointed here, mm-hmm. which is that the lyrics were written by your late sister, Marilyn Sanford. That was she the correct. One that told you to sing with Roberta
she
Flack?
She did. She just wow. made it a point because she was a songwriter. She always used my voice to hear how her songs would unfold. And the funny thing is when she wrote this song, This Moment Sweetness, she wrote a lot of things. And I realized when I was ready to do a CD, she left me a little treasure chest of unfinished songs. Yeah. And I wanted to honor her because she was so instrumental in me getting to where I ultimately got to musically and professionally, and she never lived to see that. Mm. So, but when she started this song, I didn't, you know, I had never loved, I had never lost, I had never, you know, had fallen in love with anyone, so I really couldn't sing it with a woman's heart. And then years later, after I'd lived a life, and I looked back and I thought, wow, the words were even more impacting to me. They meant that much more, and it made sense. Everything just fell into place. But the thing with this is I sang it, the melody, the lyrics, everything the way she wrote it. Then Mike Boone had to interpret it and get it on paper. And then Mike Frank, it's just a duo between he and I. Mike Frank had to then interpret it, having never heard it before, and wanted to know, well, what's the story? What's behind it? And so that's what we resulted in, and I'm very pleased with it.
Well, and on your CD, there's a photo, looks like a family
yes,
photograph, and I was trying to pick out who was you, who was your sister,
right.
And I read a little bit about your mm-hmm. life. Yeah. I mean, you said you've had a good life, but it's been a tough life as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely had its challenges and all those vicissitudes of life that you encounter, and much like Ernest, you know, we started out in very humble beginnings, but we really didn't know it as children, and I grew up in a different generation where you really didn't know that you didn't have money. We had love. We had people surrounding us all the time. And my grandmother
didn't have money.
You know, I didn't grow up in that generation. Money was inconsequential. That was secondary to having a home where there was someone there when you came to it.
Yeah.
You know.
And that was your grandmother.
My grandmother, my mother, and even with her, you know, challenges in her life, because, I mean, she had schizophrenia and my entire childhood. She was in and out. But when she was in, she was awesome. And when she was out, she was gone.
Yeah.
So this CD really is a way to just think of everyone in my family. And every moment as I look back really was a moment of sweetness, because it was a moment that was part of my evolving, yet unevolved self. And I'm finally unfolding like a flower now. So it was all necessary.
Yeah.
All necessary.
Well, I do want to play it. And I have to say, as I was listening to it, and I don't want to belabor this, but I know your dad died of AIDS. Mm-hmm. Your sister who wrote this song died as well.
Yep.
Sister's son was murdered.
Well, she was a crack addict.
Yeah.
So she made different choices in life. Yeah.
Indeed. But I think knowing that, I think these lyrics are even more poignant.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So let's listen to This Moment Sweetness.
Thank you.
Sure.
Holding on to this moment sweetness, it won't last too long. Trying to spend this time together, in the morning you'll be gone, and it'll be bittersweet memories to keep me hanging on till the next time and you'll be gone. Next time and you'll be gone. Hold on, I want this moment to last. Go slow, don't speed, don't move so fast.
by the daylight, you'll be free to go wherever you choose. But now I need you here till the next time.
He was really working with nothing. It's like, what's the song about?
And that's our guest. We are listening to and talking about Renda Farrington's song from her album, This Moment Sweetness. The album also called This Moment Sweetness. Lyrics written by her late sister, Marilyn Sanford. Music by Renda Farrington. And that was Mike Frank on keyboards. And again, a very sort of simple, elegant piano
exactly
style.
Yeah, it was just necessary, as I said, for it to just remain authentic and very, again, very bare and closer. And actually, the way the CD is ordered from beginning to the end, the beginning is more of what I've experienced being here in Philadelphia, immersed in the jazz culture, mm-hmm. but it takes me back to my beginnings as either a backup singer, as someone who, you know, worked without being produced or overproduced or produced, and just something a little bit more bare and vulnerable and authentic, which is who I am.
So yeah,
you really
indeed.
Get a sense
indeed.
Of who I am.
Well, and Ernest, mm-hmm. I'm curious about sort of how you, I think we get a sense of how you work when you're in a studio with your musicians and maybe
sure.
working with singers as well. And obviously we're talking about jazz, so there has to be this, you know, some degree of improvisation.
Sure. You know, I like the unexpected to happen, you know, and everyone has a voice. You know, when I write music, physically write music on a page, I tend to write as little as possible. You know,
what do you write? I mean, is it just a couple of bare notes?
Well, it's more rhythms and chords that are underneath the rhythms, you know. And you know, I even write it. I don't, you know, use computer programs. I actually write it out
on a piece of paper.
And when people are in the studio, I trust their musicianship. So I want to get out of the way of that. So I write as little as possible and I let them fill in the blanks themselves, you know. And it's like, well, if they have a question, I'll try to answer it, but just still leave, you know, room for just character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's why I try so much to lessen, you know, the recording process, you know, so it's not a 1 month, you know, or a 1 week adventure. It's a 1 day thing, and we're going to go in, we're just going to play, we're not going to overthink this, we're just going to perform, because this comes natural to us now.
Yeah. You so know? To get as close to an actual performance
exactly,
as you can in a studio.
As close to an actual performance as possible. No, I mean, we have to take advantage of the fact that we can go back and you know,
fix
things.
And Renda's applauding.
but yeah, you know, it's I don't like the idea of creating something that is extremely contrived and overthought.
Well, let's take another short break. We'll get back to our conversation, more music as well, talking with Ernest Stewart and Renda Farrington, and we're going to take a very short break. Much more after the short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fox Chase Cancer Center supports WHYY and announces the launch of My Fox Chase, a web portal providing secure online communications and access to vital medical information. Fox Chase patients now have immediate 24/7 access to lab results and appointment schedules and can send secure messages to their healthcare team. Physicians can refer patients online and can be kept apprised of patients' progress. More about My Fox Chase at foxchase.org. Fox Chase Cancer Center, hearts plus minds.
I'm Marty Moscowain. We're about halfway through the spring membership campaign here at WHYY. At least we hope so. We will make our goal and reach it on time if you do your part and become a member, a supporter of WHYY. Think of all the programs and services that you enjoy. News and information around the clock on the radio, events here at WHYY, and engaging and involving social media at WHYY.org. Surely that's worth your pledge of support. Pick up the phone and call 1-800 888-345-9499, or you can pledge online at whyy.org. We produce almost 500 live, hour-long interviews every year on Radio Times. It's a handmade show that the producers and I put together every day. We keep you informed about local, national, and international news, provide commentary and analysis, and introduce you to interesting people and ideas. 1-888-345-9499. Thanks for that pledge. This is Radio Times here on WHYY. We're having a lot of fun talking with trombonist Ernest Stewart. He's a composer, music producer, performed with many musicians, released a CD, Solitary Walker, and has organized the first Center City Jazz Festival. In fact, tomorrow there will be a marathon of music, some 16 bands, a headliner at four venues in Philadelphia, Chris's Jazz Cafe, Fergie's Pub, Milk Boy Philadelphia, and Time Restaurant. Also with us is Renda Farrington, and she just released her first CD, This Moment's Sweetness. She sang backup for Roberta Flack and Philadelphia's Entombé, and she is performing tonight also at Chris's Jazz Cafe, part of the Jammin' for Jazz Bridge. And if that weren't enough, she's also manager at Barnes & Noble in Delaware County, something she's been doing for close to 20 years.
That's a handful.
And we've been talking about performing and singing, and I'm wondering for you, Renda, are there certain things you do to prepare for a performance?
I sing things.
Rituals?
Oh, yeah, I do. I don't know if they're rituals, but, I mean, it's something that I've always done as a child. When I'm learning something, I just, you know, that song, just I become obsessed with it. You know, there are things like Nancy Wilson, who I grew up listening to. My mother was a chorus girl in Harlem, dancing in jazz clubs. So, you know, my ear was always pierced to the Magnavox stereo, you know, and I would just listen to the point of, I was a great mimic as a child, so I would mimic every little phrase, because for me that was sort of the base. That's how I'd learn the song, and then I would try to find my own way to sing it a different way. So I just obsess with it until I feel I really know it, and then I walk away from it. You know, if it's performed, then I'm done.
Yeah.
Then I have to move on to something else. But I don't know if there's rituals. Just, you know, constant learning. Being prepared and just constantly learning. Yeah.
You do, and I don't, you do enunciate. I mean, you have a beautiful voice and a clarity about the words, and not everyone can do that.
Well, that's important to me. I think every song is a story to be told. And I did really spend a good deal of my life, and I still am. I'm a storyteller, and I performed professionally as a storyteller for children. And children, you know, they have a certain energy, and you have to be clear, but you also have to be animated, and you have to tell a story that they get, that you can pull them into, and in a way that they can understand it. So I'm very conscious of communicating with a lot of clarity. And that's, So I think it translates in the music as
indeed,
well.
Indeed, it does. And you went to Temple University, right?
Sure.
Yeah, studying music.
Yeah, I studied with Luis Bonilla from New York, and that was a life-changing experience.
In what way?
You know, I think having that connection to New York, not only was he an amazing teacher, and he opened up my playing, you know, exponentially. He was my conduit to New York, and I would go up and hear him play all the time. And from going up so much, you know, people started to know me, and, you know, eventually I started to get calls, you know, for gigs up there. So by the time I graduated college, I had, you know, a good foundation of work here in Philadelphia. I would go up to New York and hang out. I would play up there. You know, my first gig in New York was right after I graduated college. It was a week-long live recording at the Blue Note.
Really?
With the Charles Tolliver Big Band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was, it's kind of like, okay, you graduated,
beginning.
Here you go. You know, and it's just like, whoa, what is going on? You know, and it's funny. The people that I met on that gig, I just wind up playing with them often. You know, a lot of the guys from Captain Black Big Band were a part of that original band that I performed with.
Well, I do want to play another selection from your CD, Solitary Walker. This is Bye Bye Blackbird. And interestingly, this song is almost 100 years old. Goes back to 1926.
Sure.
But let's give it a listen. It's a lot of fun. Bye-bye, That's our guest, Ernest Stewart, and that's the song Bye Bye Blackbird, as we know, and it's from his debut CD, Solitary Walker, and Brenda's just dancing. She likes that, I think.
Yeah, it feels good.
Feels really good. And Brenda, I'd like to play a selection from your brand new CD, This Moment Sweetness. This is a song, Too Close for Comfort, and we should give a shout out to Philadelphia's own Larry McKenna. He's featured on saxophone here. How did you hook up with him?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. With the Speaker of the House, it was 2 years ago when his CD Profiles came out. He did a CD release party at Chris's Jazz Cafe, and I had reserved a table. And while I was sitting at the bar, he ran out of CDs. And he was unaware of it at the time, so I whipped out my retail legal pad and I started jotting down names and emails, and people weren't leaving until I got their information so I could give it to him, because that was a huge opportunity for him to send CDs to all these people. He was so blown away. He thought, you know, he sent me an email and said, oh my gosh, it was as if there were an angel on my shoulder. And he said to me, he said, you know, when you get to the next leg of your musical journey, let me know. I would like to help you.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, I'm sure this is for real. I shared this with a few people. So that took another 2 years. And then when I was ready for that leg of my musical journey, I sent him a very sheepish email. I said, Larry? And he said, of course I'll be there. In fact, he canceled a date to make it to the studio. And with my schedule in retail, that was the challenge, trying to get all the right people. Well, we knew who the people were, but it all fell into place. Those people started showing up, and the energy was there, and he was there.
Well, I think your voice and his saxophone work really well together. Well, let's listen to Too Close for Comfort.
Be wise, be smart. He's too close for comfort. Behave, my heart. He's too close for comfort. Be wise, be smart. Behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when he's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your beat. He's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort, please. Not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm, be fair, be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. While there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. He's much too close for comfort now.
Our guest, Renda Farrington, and be bopping along with Larry McKenna, a song called Too Close for Comfort from her CD, This Moment Sweetness. And Renda, you work at Barnes & Noble. Is that how you're able to do jazz? I mean, able to, in a sense, support yourself and your family?
Well, it helps me support myself and my family, but it helps me go out and be a steady, constant patron of the arts. It gives me, really, the financial, you know, sustenance to go out and show up as much as I do.
And apparently you do.
I show up. I'm just in the front.
Everywhere.
I really try to be in as many places as possible. And some nights I'll hit 5 bands in a night.
You're kidding.
No. In fact, last week I did. I hit 5 bands in one night. One was by accident, but I got it in. So it was good stuff. Good stuff. But
to be there and be with the
musicians.
Yeah,
just cheer them on and just know, hey, there's somebody out here who I get it, and I'm here, and I'm loving it, and just keep doing it.
You're performing tonight for a Jammin' for Jazz
Bridge. That is correct, yes.
And what is that organization? organization?
Well, Jazz Bridge is a phenomenal organization that takes care of all of the blues and jazz musicians and singers in the greater, I think it's the greater Philadelphia metro area, because now it's really expanded tremendously, for musicians who are in crisis. And they take care of everything. Room and board. A house burns down. They put you up. I mean, it's every need that you can possibly think of. It's really, it's their great way of figuring out how to do, you know, like healthcare, you know, in a country where there isn't any,
yeah,
you know, for musicians. And they provide every need. So, yeah, it's a nonprofit, so they do have to raise funds to sustain themselves and to sustain the musicians when they need that help. And that's what it's for.
And are you ready for the Center City Jazz Festival that you organized?
You know,
let
me get back to you
right?
on that one. Let me get back to you on that one.
Well, what do you
need some sleep?
No, it's pretty
searching for the right word.
Yeah. It's very intense, you know.
I bet it is.
This planning and, you know, just like listening to a recording of myself, you know, it's a lot of self confrontation. You know, there's a lot of things as an organizer that I may not be the absolute best at, you know. And I think that the great thing about this festival is that it has shown me a lot of areas where I can improve, you know. But I do consider myself lucky to have some of the great people that I've surrounded myself with. I have a great publicist, Karina Casala, and you know, everything is as good as it's going to get.
That's,
you know,
great.
And when I decided to do this, it was because as many ducks that were going to get lined up in a row got lined up, and it's just like it's now or never. So I'm very happy to be here right now.
Well, we're happy for you as well. And I'm Marty Moscow, and you're listening to Radio Times here on WHYY. And Renda, we have just about 30 seconds before we have to wrap things up here. You perform, I mean, obviously you're a wonderful part of an audience. You're performing tonight. What about the rest of your schedule? Do you have one?
Well, I have some things that are coming up in the hopper. I have on May 11th, Friday, May 11th, at Chris's Jazz Cafe. It's actually going to be a late night vocal jam session that I'm going to host for the first time and see how that works. But I have some marketing and promoting ideas in the hopper to really get an attendance and get a crowd to come out. And so that's the very next thing. But I'm working in something else, and it's not quite at that point of promoting yet. But yeah, I pick and choose my moments.
Well, it's been such a pleasure. My thanks to both of you for joining us today on Radio Times.
Thank you.
Rhonda Farrington and Ernest Stewart. You're very, very welcome.
Amazing.
Kevin Griffin, the engineer for today's edition of Radio Times, and it's produced by Susan Greenbaum, Patty McMahon, Dennis Devine, and Debbie Builder. I'm Marty Moscow, and we're going to close things out with another selection from Rhonda Farrington's new CD, the new CD called This Moment's Sweetness, and this is Hold On.
About everyone I know, but I still rise to feel the warm glow. And I've got a heart so big it can own this town. But when it all spills out, I begin to drown. And I say, hold on, hold tight. I need love like the world needs light. Suns, storms of laughter and tears. In my dreams, I still hold his hand. His smile covers me like the warm sand. And I say, hold on, hold tight. I need to love you like the world needs light. And I say, hold on. Great day.
soul.